Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Tamid. We are in the first parak, and we are up to Mishnayos Gimel and Dal. Natal Samafteach Upasach Es HaPishpish. The Mamuna would come in the morning, and he would take the key, which was in the hands of the Ziknei Av, like we learned yesterday, and he would open the small connection by the gate, by the Beis HaMoked. V'nechnas mi Beis HaMoked Lazara, he would walk from the Beis HaMoked, he would walk through that little door, and he would go into the Azara. V'nechnas u'acharav, and the Kohanim would go after him. U'shtei avukol shel or b'yadim, they would carry two torches in their hands, except on Shabbos, right? On Shabbos, they wouldn't use the torches. Instead, they would have candles that were lit from beforehand. And then they divided themselves into two groups. Some would walk by the walls using the tunnel, the slight, it's not really a tunnel, it's like a porch, an enclosed porch. Right, an enclosed piece over there from the east, and others would walk on the west side. Right, he'd both give a hochin. They would check to make sure everything looked the same. Until they came to the place where the lishkas chabitin, the place in the where they would prepare the minchas chabitin that the kohen gadol would bring every day. Once the two groups got to the basement, Chaschavitin, Amru Shalom, Hakol Shalom. They would say, "We finished our check, and everything is at peace." Amidu Ose Chavitin, Lasas Chavitin, and then the old people who would make the Chavitin would be able to go ahead and warm up the water to prepare the Minchas Chavitin. That is the first Mishnah. Misha Zachal Litrum Asamizbech, Litrum Asamizbech. So the guy who got the permission to do Truma Sadeshin, he won the lotto. Now he's allowed to go ahead and clear out the ashes. They would say, they would say, "Hey, you can't go ahead and touch that kli, the utensil to use to go ahead and do the Truma Sadeshin, until you wash your hands and your feet." And the machta that they'd use, the pan that they would use to take out the ash, well, that would be halfway up the ramp on the west side. Ain Adam Nechnas Ima over low near Biado, he would go in by himself without a fire, and no one would go in with him. El Machlo Amarachi would follow the light of the Mizbech. Loy Roen Oso, Velo Shoman Eskolo, they wouldn't be able to do or see anything. Acha Shoman Kola Eats, Osa Shaasa Ben Katan Mukhni Likior. They would all of a sudden hear the wood when Ben Katan would be able to put in this wheel to be able to lower down to the kior. They said, it's the time. So kidesh yadav raglav min hakior, he went ahead. The guy who's going to do the Truma Sadeshin, and he washed his hands and his feet. Natal machtas hakesef, he would take the machta, the silver machta, v'ala rosh ha-mizbeach, and he would take it up to the top of the mizbeach. Upinas ha-gecholim helach ve'helach, he would push away some of the coals that are burning on the mizbeach. Chata min ha-ma'akolos ha-pnimios, he would take up the used ones, v'yared. He yell a ritzba when he got down back onto the ground, or off the ramp from the mizbeach. He turned north, halach l'mizrach shel kevesh keser amos, and then he would walk east, 10 amos. Safar sagechal magabe aritzba, rachuk min hakevesh shlosh tefachim. He would put the coals, 3 tefachim, right, with the place where shenos nemura sa'of dishon mizbach apatimi v'amenorah. They would go ahead and they put it into these coals into the place where they would take off the feathers from the bird, and they would take off the dishon, the parts from the inside mizbach, the mizbach haktoras, and the leftovers from the menorah. That all got gathered into that same spot. And that's where he would go ahead and he would proceed. And with that, we have completed the first parak of Masechta Tamid, and Be'ezras Hashem will begin the second one tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful, terrific day.